As you said, Jeremy, the story is eerie decades later. And last week, an episode of the normally hilarious TV show Black-ish blew up the internet when it took up this topic. Here, the African-American adults prepare to give the talk about what to do around police to their kids.
Let's say they listen to the cops and get in the car. Look what happened to Freddie Gray.
Yeah, and what if they make it all the way to the station?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Sandra Bland?
And let's say they do make it to trial.
Mm-hmm.
You see where that gets us? Don't you get it, Bo? The system is rigged against us.
Maybe it is, Dre. But I don't want to feel like my kids are living in a world that is so flawed that they can't have any hope.
Let's bring in Jim Wallace, president and founder of Sojourners, the Christian social justice group. His latest book is America's Original Sin, Racism, White Privilege, and the Bridge to a New America. He was scheduled to drop by anyway, but Jim, I don't think there are any coincidences. You just told us you posted that recent episode of Black-ish, and it blew up the Sojourner website. So presumably many whites wanting to hear what that black TV family went through. And you told us you served on the Rodney King Commission set up after that beating incident. Your thoughts?
I remember we had this dialogue in Simi Valley, the infamous Simi Valley, between a black and white Methodist church. And they had never talked before.
Two churches, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so a black mother said her son was a member of the Los Angeles Police Department. So she was worried, she said, when he took his uniform off and went undercover. And this white mother heard that and said, oh, I can feel what you must feel, that fear of those gangs. She said, no, it isn't the gangs. It's the white LAPD officers and how they'll treat my black son without his uniform on. And I watched his mother, and she just couldn't believe that. She'd never heard anything like that. And the question was, would the white mother believe the testimony of the black mother? And there was silence in the room. And bless her heart, she did believe. And that took the conversation so much deeper. Listening to and believing each other's stories is critical in this whole conversation.
Yeah, but that was decades ago. And as you point out in a lot of your writing, recent polls show a huge percentage of white Christians, let's stay in your wheelhouse, white Christians do not believe that the shootings that we've seen recently are part of any sort of pattern. Black families do.
Our racial geography has separated us. We're not hearing and listening to and believing each other's stories. That's what has to happen. I'm a Little League baseball coach, right? Every one of my black players has had the talk from their mom or dad about how to behave in the presence of a police officer with a gun. None of my white players have had that talk. And few of their white parents even know the talk is going on. We got to deal with the talk, and we need a new talk now about all of this, and that's what this book is about.
Well, and your mantra is white Christians have to be more Christian than white. What do you mean?
Every black parent who hears that says, oh, that's true. And often white folks say, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear a white Christian saying, wait a minute, I have nothing to do with the shootings of young people. And by the way, many white Christians also worry that they want to support their police, who, you know, they feel have maybe been put into situations like violent neighborhoods where they're put into situations that provoke these shootings. So you know that's the thinking. Mm-hmm. So how do you bridge that?
Well, I want white baseball parents of mine to care about what their teammates, black parents, have to tell their kids about law enforcement. They got to care as white parents.
Maybe just even lifting up your congregation saying, we're going to go visit this other church.
Well, a whole new set of relationships. But then those relationships have to change our public spaces, our public policies.
There's so much to talk about on that level, but we have you here as we're in the midst of this 2016 campaign. I have to ask you, we've heard on the program, and I think you heard it, evangelical Russell Moore, one of the leaders of the conservative Southern Baptist Convention. He said he doesn't even like to call himself an evangelical anymore because politicians have hijacked that label.
Well, Russell's right, and it's embarrassing to be an evangelical in this election season because of what the press says evangelicals are for. Take the scriptures. Galatians says, there is no Jew or Gentile, bond or free, male or female. We're all one in Christ. Those are the three divisions, race, class, and gender. They used that at baptisms in the early church to baptize new converts. They were saying, we're tearing down those barriers. That's what we're about. Donald Trump is building up those barriers. He's building walls. So Donald Trump is precisely speaking against the gospel when he is using racial fear and racial hatred to promote his campaign. And that's wrong. And that, as the Pope says, is not Christian.
Jim Wallace, president and founder of Sojourners. His new book is America's Original Sin, Racism, White Privilege, and the Bridge to a New America. Jim, thank you.
My pleasure.
And, of course, Donald Trump says he is a Christian, a very serious Christian. Your thoughts at hereandnow.org, where you'll also find an excerpt of his book.